1-800-259-2244.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Text messages released by House Democrats provided by a former special envoy to Ukraine show diplomats last month discussing a request for Ukraine's president to have Joe Biden investigated.
Former ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor texts, quote, I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign. Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, who contributed $1 million to Trump's inaugural fund, responds, quote, the president has been crystal clear. No quid pro quos of any kind. I suggest we stop the back and forth by text.
Fox's David Spunt in Hong Kong. More pro-democracy protests, with some people defying a new ban on protesters wearing masks put in place by Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam, invoking emergency powers. Iraq's prime minister is asking protesters there to go home. At least 42 have died in the last 3 days, more than half in the southern city, Nazaria. America's listening to Fox News.
The weekend is at hand. Greg Budell. As we head into the weekend, what would you say is the current political climate?
Mr. Comey is a meathead.
Jay Scott, who's in charge on the weekends when you guys aren't around?
Bailey, the born hot dog.
Emily Hayes, what are you and husband going to do this weekend? Bailey, the wonder dog. Do you have weekend plans?
Of yours.
Guess not. And Rich Thomas, what does the weather look like this weekend?
The sun'll come out tomorrow.
Well, everybody enjoy the weekend. Now stand by for three men and a lady. Right, Bailey?
Of yours.
She'd never say that to me, would you, Bailey? Because I'm chicken man. It's Friday. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Another record high today, but changes on the way. Let's get all the news, starting with Rich Thomas next.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's October. How would you like another 100-degree day? We had 102 yesterday. 100 would be a little cooler. Record heat, the record goes back to 1954, 97 degrees. There will be random showers on the radar, but your chance of seeing one, 20% or less today. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, still hot, high 96. That's down a few degrees. We're done with record highs as of today, so that streak ends at day 10. Sunday's high 92. Rain chances Saturday under 20%. Sunday, widely scattered storms. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cool front that'll be moving through the state. We hope there'll be some raindrops with the front. It's, I don't know, some of the models are scary about the rainfall amounts. Not much. And then beyond the front, behind it, much nicer air. Tuesday, Wednesday, oh my gosh, what a change. Right now this morning, 73 degrees, clear skies, calm wind, 6:05.
You are going to love my buns. Soft and gooey and delicious.
Today is cinnamon roll day.
Cinnamon roll.
It's also National Taco Day.
It's rain and tacos.
And National Vodka Day.
Vodka!
But why choose? Why not celebrate all three?
Yes, tasty, yum. Now, go.
Maybe not all at the same time.
That's all I can think about all day is food and booze.
Looks like your Friday just got a lot more fun.
Vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
You can hop back on the health and fitness wagon on Monday.
I got a taco deluxe supreme talking back at me. Gonna be a while.
5 minutes after six, so about those Braves.
Yeah.
And about Ronald Acuña Jr.
Yeah.
There's somebody with an amazing skill set, maybe one of the best skill sets in all of baseball, and a 10-cent brain. The guy just, this is like Freddie Freeman. I don't know if you heard Freddie Freeman after the game last night saying, we've had this conversation during the season. We shouldn't be having it in the postseason.
Yeah.
You got to run. You don't stand there and admire what you think is a home run that turns into a single and, again, embarrass yourself in front of a stadium full of people. I think he's the reason they lost the game last night.
I hate to see stuff like that, and it was a tough loss. It was a really tough loss.
Well, they certainly have the talent to bounce back, and maybe he'll come out of this with a full vengeance going on and, you know, win one back for the team.
Well,
that was just really pathetic.
Snitch kind of took him out of the game the next day back in the season, but you can't really do that.
No, they're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
But Freddie Freeman, who is Mr. Brave, he is the Chipper Jones of this era.
Yeah.
He didn't pull any punches in the post game. That just cannot happen, right, Emily?
That is correct. I don't know where my headphones are. They're not in their designated area.
Let's see.
I've checked with Jay.
Yeah?
Yes. So we'll know momentarily. But hey, you want to do the name?
Oh, goodness. What am I thinking of? I must have my head up my...
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, so the name for the 6 a.m. hour for the name game is Alfreda Childs. Alfreda Childs, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. 396-5477. When you do, you will qualify for a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy once a month for an entire year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. And this is the last day that we are qualifying, folks, so keep an ear out for your name.
That is a pine fries if there ever was one. So Alfreda Childs, 396-5477. What do you say we get some local news at 6:07, and then we'll do the William Tell Wake Up?
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned from his position back in April, citing a hostile work environment. He says he is owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He is now asking for up to $100,000 in damages. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke at Faulkner University's benefit dinner last night. She spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as the governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. And the Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year. Fair security will also have metal detectors at every entrance gate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Play that funky music. It's food and it's funk and it's good.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
I ain't hanging around in this funky mess any longer than I have to. Come on, buddy. Get groovy. Get funky. Let's go.
Yeah.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Just watch.
I'm a chunky monkey from Funky Town.
You ready to play some funky music, white boy?
After all, freaks need to get funky, too.
Let's put the fun in funky.
It's time for falling apart, and it's time for getting funky. This is one of those funky times. Holy funkadelic.
It's party time.
Something felt funky.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Forrest Gump, The Castaway, in romantic comedies like You've Got Mail and Sleepless in Seattle. Now, he's playing one of the most important roles of his career. Tom Hanks is Greta Thunberg.
This is pissing me off. I'm going to write me a letter.
16-year-old Swedish environmental activist talking to the UN.
I am not a fish! How many times am I going to have to tell you people that?
Tom Hanks is Greta Thunberg.
This was the hole that was filled with water. We had to dive in to save the virgin who was being eaten by the giant snake.
Coming soon, like the end of the world.
Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
He comes from North Carolina, and this story is all about divorce.
Jay Quellen.
She's at home, and I'm going to send her a link to this and get her to give a take on it this afternoon. They have mentioned this before, Duncan Tomlinson have, regarding states where alienation of affection is still a law. So a guy named Kevin Howard from North Carolina, married to his wife for 12 years, found out she had been cheating on him with a coworker.
Oh, no.
She left Kevin for that guy, and so he sued under the alienation of affection law, purposefully interfering with the marital relationship. Blamed the wife's coworker for seducing her, stealing her away, destroying the marriage. So he sued and just won.
Ding!
Let me just see.
There's the judge's ruling.
Oh, it was our listener Chuck Courtney. He loved the intro, the setup for this morning.
Ah, nice.
We will break. We'll interrupt programming at once. We get a legal opinion. He won a $750,000 judgment and says it's not about the money. I believe in the sanctity of marriage, but you know, I don't foresee him giving the money back anytime soon, which is probably true. But it's been a long time since we've seen a story with that kind of news.
Hmm.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
614, you look like you could use an IV about this big.
I am. You tried to talk me into not coming in this morning. And
I did.
I almost didn't.
What's going on?
I'll try to make it as long as I can.
And you know what I think it is? The heat.
I don't know.
You should turn off the heat.
Yeah.
Jay's been dealing with the
I felt
congestion.
A little bad this morning, too. Just something feels off today. I don't know what it is, but something...
I think we're all suffering from ennui, if I must be honest with everybody.
Physically feels
ennui?
Off.
Ennui?
Ennui.
What's ennui?
You know, ennui.
No, I don't know ennui.
Hold on, I'll give you the proper definition for it. But it's a feeling, like, of listlessness and...
Not me, I'm fit as a fiddle.
Oh.
Ennui-wee.
Ennui, a feeling of listlessness and dissatisfaction arising from a lack of occupation or excitement. We have ennui.
No, I don't think that's it.
I thought ennui was a sausage, but...
That's andouille.
That's andouille, not andouille.
And what's the stuff you soak your roast beef in?
Au jus.
Oh, okay.
Au jus.
Anything else?
Au jus.
Gesundheit. You sneeze in French, I bless you in German. How do you like that? At 6:15, I mentioned Infusion. I have heard some great things about this red light room. They're doing the Jouve therapy, J-O-O-V.
Jouve.
Longtime friend and listener, Stick Shift Danny, has been doing this and loves it. Absolutely loves it. It's a rejuvenating type of therapy that works on the skin cells. You just stand there. It's a red light room. Certainly no danger to it, but it's been very effective for skin, and some people report, rejuvenation mentally after doing this. So maybe we should cure our ennui by heading over to
ennui.
Ennui. Our ennui issue at Infusion, of course, they're for all the great services we've been talking about for years, cryotherapy. You've got IV vitamin therapy. And if you want to see the menu of IV vitamin treatments that can actually help you, go to infusioncryolaser.com and check them out, because they can help you. They can target those IV therapies to specific issues like weight loss, building up your immune system, a general cocktail that's just all-purpose rejuvenation, or if you've been putting in long hours at work and at your neighborhood drinking facility, they have one that's very restorative. It's designed to do all the things that a little bit too much partying can deplete you. So later on this morning, call them at 296-1662 and see if there isn't something there that will help you feel better going into a big weekend.
Drinking facility. I can just see big flashing sign, neon sign, drinking facility.
Yeah, I'm opening up a bar. It's called Drinking Facility. Timeline for October the 4th coming up, along with today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, because it never takes a day off. And right now we'll get our first look at the roads with Skipper.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Everything looking good on this Friday. Checking some of the roads for you with Temka all the way over to Prattville on Highway 14. Clear this morning. I-85 and 65 are speed limit rides all the way into Montgomery. No accidents. The boulevard is looking good. We are just having a great start on this Friday morning. More updates are on the way. It doesn't matter now if you want to talk used cars or football. Stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you stop by and browse with no pressure at all. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Text messages released by House Democrats provided by a former special envoy to Ukraine show diplomats last month discussing a request for Ukraine's president to have Joe Biden investigated.
Former ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor texts, quote, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign." Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, who contributed $1 million to Trump's inaugural fund, responds, quote, "The president has been crystal clear. No quid pro quos of any kind. I suggest we stop the back and forth by text."
Fox's David Spunt in Hong Kong. More pro-democracy protests, with some people defying a new ban on protesters wearing masks put in place by Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam, invoking emergency powers. Iraq's prime minister is asking protesters there to go home. At least 42 have died in the last 3 days, more than half in the southern city, Nasiriyah. America's listening to Fox News.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas.
It would be the 277th day of the year, which leaves 88 more days until this year is toast. It's National Golf Day today.
I'm not a golfer.
I like to drive the golf cart.
Yeah.
That's about the extent of it, ever since I got kicked out of that putt-putt place.
My friends have been trying to get me into golf. They said, you can ride around on the golf thing all day. They let you drink and
stuff.
Yeah,
there's cocktails.
Yeah.
It's better than going to get sushi, I guess, for you.
Or you could get a taco. It's National Taco Day.
What?
And I don't know how many folks will be celebrating, but it's National Vodka Day. Nice that it's on a Friday and not a Tuesday, you know?
That was kind.
National Vodka Day. 1854, Abe Lincoln makes his first political speech at an Illinois state fair. Oh, this is the opening day of our fair, too. Then he had a Polish sausage sandwich and a funnel cake.
That's funny. That's a good one.
1927, work begins on Mount Rushmore. It would take 12 years to complete. 1931, comic strip Dick Tracy debuts. He used to have that watch he could talk into. I can talk into my...
Wouldn't that be amazing? Tracy, this is the chief.
64 years ago, 1955, the Brooklyn Dodgers beat the New York Yankees in Game 7 and gave Jackie Robinson his only World Series win. 1957, space age officially begins. Soviet Union launches Sputnik, the first man-made satellite into orbit. It was just like a size of a... smaller than a basketball.
It freaked people out, man.
Oh, yeah. They're above us. They're watching us. They're watching us. And it would send out beeps, too. You could pick up on radio. 62 years ago, 1957, Leave It to Beaver premieres on CBS. Now, our song of the day. One of the most recognizable songs of the rock era. But not everybody knows the great Otis Redding wrote it. He may have wrote it, but the Queen of Soul, Aretha, owns it. How about a little respect? R-E-S-P-E-C-T, or the way Obama spelled it. He spelled it wrong there.
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you just come. Just a little bit, hey, baby. Just a little bit. When you're down low, just a little bit. Mister, just a little bit. I ain't gonna do you wrong. Why you gone? I ain't gonna do you wrong, 'cause I don't wanna. All I'm asking
say you got the Obama spelling of respect somewhere?
It wasn't.
It was Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton. I see.
While we're talking about female canines, you know what they say about payback? It's a real, well, you, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of. So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Receipt?
What a dumbass.
Good Lord.
But Obama did spell it wrong one time, too. He was trying to be...
But I didn't have that on tape. I knew. I had the sharp.
Hey, starting Monday on the timeline, songs from Muscle Shoals.
Yay!
Used to be a famous artist, Rolling Stones, Aretha, so many, Paul Simon.
The Shoals are ramping back up, too.
So, a list of iconic songs, and in fact, that'll start Monday, and just a little... Heads up here, a little spoiler alert. It's going to go for 2 weeks, 10 songs. 49 years ago, 1970, Janis Joplin found dead in an apartment heroin overdose at a room at the Landmark Hotel in Hollywood. She was, of course, 27. She had just finished recording her solo album, Pearl. Others in the 27 Club, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones, Amy Winehouse, and that's only a tiny sample, that list.
I watched that autopsy show on Reels.
Mm-hmm.
They did Janis Joplin, and if I'm not mistaken, she was on her bed in the hotel room, fell or passed out, hit her head on the nightstand,
That's what killed her?
That's what caused her to die, yeah.
44 years ago, 75, Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, number one album. Boy, it's a good one, too. On this date in 86, CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. Dan Rather was attacked by a guy on the street who beat him and yelled, "Kenneth, what is the frequency?" The same guy shot and killed an NBC technician in 94. By the way, R.E.M.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
R.E.M. did that song, "What is the Frequency, Kenneth?" And Dan even performed it with them on Letterman. On this date... In 1995, Category 3 Hurricane Opal came ashore on the Gulf Coast around Destin. 115 mile an hour winds around about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a Wednesday, and just like Opal moved straight north into Alabama. It was a full-fledged hurricane over Montgomery. We had wind gusts of 90 miles per hour at Danley Field and Maxwell. I was on the 10 o'clock news when it was when the winds were gusting at 90. Water pouring into the studio. It was just a wild night.
By the way, it's almost a month since Dorian. Yeah. Is there anything going on in the tropics? It's been very quiet.
Things are a little quiet at the moment. There's something in the southwestern Gulf we're going to watch, and that's where Opal started, but I don't think it's going to be anything like that. Some birthdays. Dakota Johnson is 30, from 50 Shades of You-Know-What.
Of gray.
Yeah.
Of gray is not dirty.
You know what?
Christopher Waltz is 63. Susan Sarandon is 73 today. Charlton Heston died in 2008. He would have had a birthday today. Birthday season continues 2 weeks from today till the next one. We're going to start caucusing on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
27 days till Halloween. 30 days till the time change, 55 days till Thanksgiving, and Christmas is now just 82 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. We should probably caucus on Christmas, too.
Yeah.
It's all going to be here so fast.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Caucus. Ennui? What is it?
Ennui.
Ennui. No, it's on you.
Ennui.
Ennui.
There's an Elvis connection to one of our Morning Maroon nominees.
What?
Huh?
Had the opportunity to have lunch with Larry Stevens yesterday. That's one of his favorite parts of the show. Larry. Loves the Morning Maroon.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I was going to say, whenever we talk about Elvis, because that's usually my favorite part, too.
I'm sure he likes Elvis.
Did he mention the timeline? No? maybe he's not up.
Yeah. That's what I would think. I get a sheet every Friday called Nerd News. Would you like to browse that, Jay?
I will look at that and browse it.
Maybe
and see
we can
what
invent
got.
A feature for you.
Not video game.
Jay
related.
Doesn't get to do anything on the show for a half hour.
The biggest stories this week include a study that found there might be a mini black hole at the edge of our solar system.
Don't care because I don't understand it.
Okay.
There's also another one down at the bottom of the stairs here.
I want, I'm warning you, there's Cardinal Brave highlights on TV you may not want to watch.
Uh-oh.
After that horrible performance yesterday. 6:30 is the time. Yesterday, I woke up from a nap. Always, the first thing I do is look at the numbers so I can kind of start gauging what's going to be newsworthy in the afternoon. And I was disheartened to see the market down 300 points. I got here. It was up in the green again. So the guy that explains why those things happen and what might be happening next is Brant McDonald. Now, he has been in the financial business for many, many years. Very experienced, very knowledgeable, relentless pursuit of information. But you should put that work, put that that effort to your own financial future and schedule a sit-down with Brant, meet the incredible people he's put together at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and find out how a painless amount of money, money you would just normally waste on something, if you just started setting that aside into a nest egg, into a retirement fund, something, you become managerial about your money, you'll feel better. And it's just a conversation. They want to have the opportunity to tell you how you can help yourself with their guidance. Number is 387-0094, 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, 630.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated, 855-777-9785.
I really think this is the last day of record highs, and this will be day number 10, which is unbelievable. And we had 102 yesterday, hottest temperature ever recorded in the month of October. Today's high, not as bad, 100.
Oh, that's a lot better. Yeah.
Record goes back to 1954. It's 97. Rain chances 20% or less today, but not zero. There will be some rain. There will be some rain on the radar. Low tonight 72. Still hot tomorrow, 96. Sunday's high 92. Rain chances tiny tomorrow, but you know, widely scattered storms on Sunday and scattered showers and thunderstorms. We hope ahead of the cool front that moves through the state on Monday and Monday evening. Gosh, we hope there's going to be some rain with it. Much cooler, nicer air back behind it Tuesday and Wednesday. A significant change. Right now this morning, clear skies. The winds are calm. It's 73 at 633.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is,
I call this story Panic at the Parade.
Panic at the Parade.
And it comes to us from Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
A woman named Nicole Hornback was out watching a parade with her kids last month when her two-year-old son started choking, and she had no idea what to do. She tried to give him the Heimlich, but she didn't know how to do it on a person so small, a little kid. So it didn't work. But luckily, a 17-year-old cheerleader named Tyra Winters happened to spot them from a parade float she was on, and she knew what to do because she wants to be a pediatric surgeon someday and took CPR classes in the eighth grade. So she jumped off the float, grabbed the kid, tipped him forward on his stomach, hit him on the back a few times, and ultimately saved his life. Once he was breathing again, she handed him back to his mom, ran off like it was no big deal, and jumped back on the float so she didn't miss her ride. Now, Nicole, the kid's mom, didn't even get Tyra's name, but she posted about it on Facebook, and thanks to the way social media is, she found out who she was, because someone from Tyra's school saw the post, and Nicole and Tyra recently met up with her son to say thank you in person. And this is the second story we've had in like the span of 10 days where somebody jumped in to save somebody's life and then just went on about their business.
Right. That's a lot of humility. Humility.
Mm-hmm. That's your good news story on this Friday.
Hey, that's good.
Thanks. We'll be joining Rising in a few minutes live on CBS 8 and ABC 32. And our topic, the biggest secret we kept from our parents. Is everybody prepared with a story to tell?
I think so. And yeah, I think so. I think I can think of some instances.
Yeah.
In general.
Well, I ended up telling my mom when I was older. Does that count?
Yeah. But for a while it was a secret, right?
Oh, yeah, for a long time.
Okay, well then, you're set. You're good.
All right.
It's the same thing with me. I had a secret. I was terrified, especially to tell my dad. But eventually I had to. I'm still here.
Yep.
All right, let's see what's happening on the roads. We'll come back and we'll be ready for showtime.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. I-65 and 85 are accident-free this morning, but traffic is very heavy, especially through Montgomery at the interchange. Folks are starting to get out on the road on this Friday. More cars on the boulevard, as well as 231 from Wetumpka and 31 out of Prattville, but all are accident-free at this time. Saturday night at the Shack. Chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw just $5. And don't miss 50-cent chicken wings during Monday Night Football. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
other
lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know it or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer wear. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett's. Call them today, 285-0014.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To post the Duncan and Son Predictathon a little bit later this morning. Auburn Gators game, that's going to be the feature. And since we're talking football, let's talk halftime at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Mm-hmm. They got a whole new deal now. Monday through Friday from 2 to 6, half off select appetizers, hot lips, boneless wings, and the tailgate burger. By the way, speaking of burgers, try the hangover burger if you've never had the one with the fried egg.
Right, right.
God, that is so good. Drink specials include $2.49 for domestic pints, $3.49 for domestic pint pilsners and wells, $4.49 craft import pints and half-off glasses and bottles of wine. That's 2 to 6 Monday through Friday at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Black and white grilled chicken sandwich, also a very healthy option for you. I like everything they do. Try the Havana Bowl. There's one. That's a family favorite. And if you are looking for another option, that black and white char-grilled chicken sandwich, it's a half pound of Mojo marinated char-grilled chicken breast on a wheat bun.
They got any ennui?
It's ennui.
It's no on wheat, not on wheat.
That's on wheat.
Ennui is the sickness that we're suffering from. Legendary fun, legendary food. Baumhauer's Victory Drill, of course. Drill.
Yeah.
Baumhauer's Victory Ennui Drill. Check out the catering menu at baumhauers.com and make it easy on yourself. Get party-sized tray wing, gooey fries, chips, salsa, queso, gallon of red diamond iced tea. You can win that today, too, just by calling and participating in the Silly Show sometime between now and about 8:45.
This show is not silly.
It's showtime.
Yes,
it can be.
At times.
Coming up, Kiss. The group Kiss is going to be performing an underwater concert for underwater fans in shark-infested waters.
Wow, that's awesome.
I am not making that up.
Someone's dreams coming true.
I want VIP passes for that. So, yeah, we probably will get off the subject, but the biggest secrets you keep from your parents is our subject this morning.
And I have a really, really, really horribly convoluted intro for Random Facts next time.
Some of the list is, I was fully aware of my father's extramarital affairs.
Oh my God. Whoa.
Really? I was arrested more than twice? What?
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Talking to these two off camera, there's a lot about to come out. And I'm guessing there's a lot of stuff you've done in your life that your parents don't know about, especially when you were younger.
Yeah, and now that you're an adult, what are the biggest secrets that you kept from your parents?
I would say there's a lot to talk about, but I'm keeping a tight lip on this one. Let's bring in Freeman and the lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning,
guys. Right, who wants to go first?
Good morning.
Personally, I am shocked that Jalee would keep secrets from...
Yeah, that's right.
I want to know more about this.
I'm keeping with the trend this morning, too.
If she kept it from her parents, she's certainly going to keep it from you.
My mom has already texted me and said, yes, I am watching this morning after the tease. So,
my dad was one of the...
Don't all jump up at once.
Well,
I'll go first.
Hang on.
My dad was one of the greatest generation, served 4 years, saw a lot of action in World War II, and came out and went to work and, like, raised a baby boomer family. And he always regretted that he never tried to go to college. So he wanted all of us to go to college, and I was the oldest, so I went to college. But I'm in my third year. I'm majoring in mass communications, and I was offered a job with the local ABC FM affiliate.
Yeah.
Now, that's a place that most of the other people in that program weren't going to get, no matter how many years they spent in it, and I had to take it.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Right.
My dad wanted me to be a lawyer with my big mouth and my huge vocabulary. So I dropped out halfway through my junior year. Mm-hmm. That was in January. And I eventually got around to telling him, in October, I think. Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Oh.
And the worst part of it was, because I understood why my dad badly wanted me to go, because he didn't want me to have to go through a work life like he had, a good job, but he wasn't really wild about it. And so I understood why he was so invested in me finishing.
Right.
But I've had a great career, and But I still sometimes wish I had a degree. Not that it would change anything, but...
I think about, and I feel a little guilty about, well, and every teenager probably did this. When I had a car and I worked at McDonald's, maybe if you told your parents that you were closing that night and maybe just work until 8, you didn't tell them where you went after that. In other words, but, you know, and you thought your parents were... oblivious to this, but they really weren't. You know, I mean, your parents were a lot smarter than you give them credit for,
yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Hypothetically speaking, though, right, Rich?
Oh, yeah, yeah, hypothetical. Right. Yeah. Places you should have gone home straight and you didn't go home and you went out to
school. Emily, it's your turn.
Oh.
Can you think of stuff?
A secret you kept from your parents?
I ended up telling my mom one night a couple of years ago that when I was 17, don't lean in and look at me like that. When I was 17, my sister's 3 years older than me, and her college choir group went to Germany to perform. Mm-hmm. And so she let me watch her apartment. And this was around like spring break and St. Patrick's Day. And we knew some Irish kids. Yeah, we had some Irish kids in a rock band, so me and my best friends were at a party in my sister's one-bedroom, 650-square-feet apartment.
Yeah.
The cops were threatened to be called by the neighbors, but my sister Elizabeth caught us because she called the next morning, and everybody, like, passed out, and Elizabeth answered the phone. It was like, why are there... Put Emily on the phone. Why are there Irish people answering the phone?
I had no idea you had this hoodlum... chapter in your past.
Did you ever have a party when mom and dad went out of town?
Never at the house.
No, I did not do that.
Okay.
I mean, I know where they draw the line when it comes to the death penalty.
Traps. Oh, really?
What, really?
Like, my dad would do that, too. He would, like, leave a trick on the sliding glass door if a piece of tape was broken. He was very Nixon about it.
Something that only she, like...
Yeah.
Speck of dust she would leave behind a picture frame.
Your
mom was suspicious, you'd say, already.
It was all my sister and brother. I was a good kid.
Of course.
I had one friend whose house I would ask to spend the night over, and my mom would be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. And then I'd always be the first one picked up in the morning because she's like, we're going to early church service. So I guess I don't know if she was like, I'm just going to rebuke whatever you did the night before, or if she had suspicions, I don't know. But then, so it would usually cancel whatever we thought we were going to be doing because they'd be like, you know, your mom's going to be here at 8 a.m. with the prayer hands.
With the prayer hands?
What are prayer hands? Can you demonstrate?
Out of mind. She didn't see it. It didn't happen, so.
I want to see a demonstration of the prayer hands.
I never got the prayer hands laid on me. Not the prayer ones, at least.
Backhand,
baby. And that's what I was afraid of. So I was like, I'm on the straight and narrow tonight, guys. Whatever y'all got planned. Mm-mm, I'm staying here.
Jay gets paid by the word, and Jay gets paid by the word, and he didn't say a word.
We had budget cuts.
Bye.
We will talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend.
All right,
you too,
guys. And if you want to hear more from a 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
There we are. Now we're all back and plugged into what we're doing here.
Jalea shared that story, and it made me think of the time my mom picked up my kid sister from her friend's house after she had gotten the call that the mom had caught them like drinking daiquiris and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like in 10th grade or something, and it was before Christmas. It was like in December, and so they had made a big mess, and they had to clean it up and all that stuff, but mom got over there Sunday morning and made kiddo go to church to do the practice runs for the Christmas pageant, and she was hungover as all get out.
Well,
it was hilarious.
On Christmas Eve when I was 14, mom and dad, for some reason, that particular year, they had the neighbors over, but they were mixing drinks for, I don't know why, in the kitchen that year. Well, Tom High and I, my best friend, that's really his name, High, Tom High, we got into the rum and cokes.
No.
It was a rough Christmas morning in a lot of ways.
Oh, gosh.
After that.
Let's hit the cheap and trashy.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. Theater.
Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Our feature story involves this man.
Hello. I am Robert De Niro. When I am not crapping on my legacy by sleepwalking through awful movies for huge paychecks, I start my mornings with this show. I'm just reading what it says. Are we done?
You're done, because you need to focus on a $12 million lawsuit from your former assistant, Graham Chase Robinson, for gender discrimination and harassment.
Yeah, I read about it. That was a little weird, the reading about the details of that.
Yeah, the harassment includes some sexual... Well, let's let somebody else tell the story.
You live in Spain, and you upset with me. You tell me how nice you have it, your life over there, and you don't answer my call.
He's doing an Alec Baldwin here. This is a voicemail message from Robert De Niro.
How dare you? You're about to be fired. You're history. How dare you disrespect me how much you did? Don't get angry with me because I'm pissed off because I didn't get a simple thing that I need right now here out in California when I'm here for less than 24 hours. You got to be kidding me, you little brat. You.
Well.
Shouldn't be too hard to fill in the blanks there.
And that was a nice part of the call. It got worse.
Part of his deal against her, accused her of watching Netflix when she should have been working, including 55 episodes in 4 days. She also watched Arrested Development. He also accused her of using his frequent flyer miles and charging expensive lunches to the company card. I had no idea things were so tight, but that's a story that we will pay attention to. Now, we also mentioned before we did the TV break that the Rock Grip Kiss, Coos, Styx, is doing a show underwater in shark-infested waters.
When I was young, I saw marine life in theme parks in captivity. Now, I recognize how harmful it is for them. We do things a little differently here. We put humans in cages, sharks swim free, and the humans are here to entertain the sharks. We put speakers underwater, we crank the amp up, and we play rock music. The vibration goes out and brings the sharks in from great distances, and everybody has a great day. Something totally crazy, and it's going to be absolutely epic.
Joker is out today.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about this.
A lot of talk about it, huh?
Joaquin Phoenix is getting a lot of praise for his performance in this movie. It's supposed to be extremely violent. Not for kids.
It really isn't. Please, please, don't be... I'm bothered by how many parents are going to be, oh, I took my kid. No, God. It's rated R for a reason.
De Niro's in this film.
He is for, you know, a
plays
hot...
a late-night host who mocks a viral video of him on a show and later brings him on as a guest after he gains a cult following. This is sort of a mirror of what you might see.
He probably has about 15 minutes of total screen time.
De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
Sleepwalking through movies for huge paychecks. Anyway, we'll see. Who wants? Let's have a contest on the box office gross for this. Right. I'll write the numbers down on my sheet, my paper, so we'll see Ooh. Who's best.
$181.
All right.
$181?
$12
million.
$181 for Emily.
$181 million for Emily.
Yeah, Rich, $12
million? No. I was. She usually says $12.
Yeah, I do.
I'll say $100.
$100 million?
Yeah.
I'm going to go $80.
I'm going to go 60.
All right. There's a lot of...
Is this domestic or worldwide?
Domestic. Who cares what those Chinese wieners watch over there? If it wasn't for China, Hollywood would be dead. But there's so little to do in China that they go to almost every movie that they import and that's been translated into Chinese. That's why... I think I saw something. Chinese box office is about 25% of the gross world box office for almost any movie. So,
what was yours, Greg? 80?
80. I got 80.
Did you write mine down?
I did. And
it's 181.
I did.
I don't. That's a little.
What was yours, Rich? 100?
Yeah, and that's a little high.
Well, the winner is the closest.
What do we win?
You get an extra slice of bacon on your BLT next week. Or you get the biggest steak in the group.
Or you just get a big vat of pudding. Bigger vat of pudding.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, there's pudding down there.
I need to know what I can shop for at Food Outlet this weekend.
Well,
they've got a lot of stuff on sale. I mean, everything is cost plus 10, so I'm going to get it at a good price regardless. But how about some ice cream? Maybe that'll...
For breakfast.
Bluebell, the big half gallons, $4.93. That's pretty good. How about cabbage? You want me to make like a big cabbage soup?
You want bagels?
With andouille sausage?
Boy, I would...
Why isn't bagels?
I'd break some speed laws to get here for like if you cabbage
just had a,
soup.
You just had a bagel cabinet with some cream cheese? With
yeah.
Some cream cheese in the...
That's a jam.
They've got great bagels, and they're... So, I mean, they're like less than $2 for a package of six, but they're really good.
Yeah,
do you like the plain bagel? Do
actually,
you like the,
with like an English muffin, if we're going to be talking about bread products...
You want an English muffin? Yes. I get Thomas's English muffin.
I like a well-toasted English muffin with a little bit of butter.
And some crumpets.
See?
You know what?
All you have to do is
they
ask. All you got to do is ask.
Well, you know, I don't like to ask for things.
Is that your egg down there?
Is there an egg down there?
Yeah.
I made scrambled eggs with cheese.
Look, there was a whole hootenanny downstairs when I got here today. I couldn't see that side of the counter.
Yeah, there's eggs.
Well, who let the hootenanny egg?
Well, cheese. Tom.
What are you picking on Tom for?
You didn't want a steak. You keep rejecting my meat, so...
Oh, my God.
Sausage, burgers, steak. She doesn't want anything.
You
I don't know what to do.
Rejecting my meat.
So I... Mm-hmm. Made a big plate of cheesy eggs. Your family favorite. Isn't that what you like? Food Outlet in Prattville. On Main Street, west of Highway 31, Highway 14, and almost as often as they can, Millbrook and LC on Coliseum Boulevard. Right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, Sunday morning. Sending Bailey Grahams from the chicken department. There are now people that actually assemble to watch me do that. 6:56.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update on this Friday morning. The Atlanta Highway inbound is clear all the way to Madison Avenue and then on to downtown. The Boulevard picking up some cars now. A little bit of traffic out there, but looking good. Highway 231 is busy from Wetumpka inbound, but no accidents. I-65 and 85 are busy this morning, but there are no accidents there as well. Buckle up. Watch out in the school zones. Those are going to be active in just a bit. You know the kids are excited this morning because it's Friday. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, the Cronins are listening in North Carolina, and they really love this, so I'm playing it again in case you missed it in the timeline.
While we're talking about female canines, you know what they say about payback? It's a real
female canine.
You, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of.
Say it.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Respect. How did you ever get so stupid?
All right. And
okay.
Good morning, Cronins of North Carolina. Everybody else, Fox News and 2.
Fox Sunday Animation Domination is back in a big way. Fake news. It's the first place to see all new episodes of The Simpsons, Family Guy.
Let's hit it.
And Bob's Burgers.
Is that true?
1,000%.
Plus, bless the hearts.
Everybody ready?
Yeah! The fresh and funny new comedy starring Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph. Yes.
There will be an excessive celebration of animation domination. So watch Bless the Hearts on Fox.
Sunday on Fox 20.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies